Actually, I do. When I did my training, my nursing tutor was a Scottish lady, a very wholesome woman, and she often quoted from Florence Nightingale, who would have said that the greatest work of art was the human person, and that every human person was to be treated with great dignity for that reason, and that Florence Nightingale saw every person as being filled with the Spirit of God. So whether we like it or not, the beginnings of nursing as we have it today did begin with from a Christian ethos. And because the whole notion of nursing as a vocation was misinterpreted, that nurses... nurses were told that because they had a vocation they didn't need to be paid, and when I started my nurse's training, I would have started work at 7:30 in the morning, having been to mass first of all, and I would have worked sometimes until 8 o'clock in the evening, and then I was expected to go home as a student nurse, do my studies, and be up again at 7:30 in the morning, or on duty at 7:30. Now though I firmly believe in the role of spirituality within nursing, I also believe that the move of nursing education into our universities today is a great move, and one that would have been supported by the founders of nursing, by St. Louise de Marillac, who was the founder of the Daughters of Charity, and by Florence Nightingale, who actually learned about nursing in 1854 when she visited the Daughters of Charity in the Rue du Bac and spent 3 months with them, which is something that we don't often talk about.
But now today, nursing has changed considerably, as have all medical practices. So for the student nurse today, how do they get a sense of the spiritual in their vocation?
I would say that today, that wherever it's possible, that the nursing tutors do promote the dignity of the patient and do promote the respect for the individuals, for people who are sick. However, because the curriculum is still very new and very fresh, there is room for reform and there is room for review. And I believe that when it does come, when the curriculum comes up for review again, there will be a place to perhaps insert modules on spirituality related to every topic that's being discussed in nursing. And the reason that that's going to happen, I believe, is that it is very difficult to expect nurses to understand what spiritual care is about if they don't have an understanding of what their own spirituality is to begin with, and that, you know, that they understand their own uniqueness and their own calling and their own giftedness within nursing. Unless they understand that, it's very difficult to expect them to really to offer spiritual care to a patient.
And what do you mean by offering spiritual care?
It's really about becoming more aware of being present to the person who is sick. Who is being present? And I would suggest that it is the sick person who is present, makes themselves present to the nurse, and not the other way around. But nurses need to be alerted and become more aware of that presence, and that is a holy presence, that the sick person is very vulnerable, very, very weak, very dependent, and that it's a huge privilege as a nurse when people allow you into that very vulnerable space in their lives. And so learning to be present, learning to be there, listening to the patient, it doesn't mean about talking to the patient about God or mentioning holy things, that spiritual care isn't about that. It is about absolutely respecting the dignity of the person in the bed in front of you, and realising that every act that a nurse does for the patient, that is a way of expressing spirituality. It might mean offering a glass that is half full of water to a person who is very ill, recognising their weakness, that maybe they couldn't hold a full glass of water, but that maybe they can hold a half a glass of water. That's being totally present to the patient. And even the way I hand a glass of water to the patient, you know, with respect and with dignity, that's an expression of spirituality. And it's recognising the dignity of the person in the bed and the enormous privilege that it is for a nurse to be allowed to serve the sick and to minister to the sick. It's a huge privilege.